The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
Welcome to The Shepherd at Work, a weekly program to help you learn how to live your Christian faith in every place you work and live. Host Mark Goldstein introduces you to individuals who are successfully and effectively engaging in marketplace ministry and gives you the tools you need to do the same. The Shepherd at Work is sponsored by the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, building kingdom, business, and community. Now, here's your host, Mark Goldstein.
And we're back with another episode of The Shepherd at Work. And with me again in the studio is last week's guest, Kevin McCarthy. Mr. Kevin McCarthy, we just ran out of time before we ran out of stuff. Welcome back, Kevin.
Well, thank you. Good to be back always.
Now, you made a comment in our last show, it wasn't a two-word purpose statement, and we got to be careful how we said it, but I really want to unpackage it today. You know, we hear a lot about people saying, I got to pivot. Things are changing and I got to do things a different way. Well, much like Rick Warren came out with purpose driven years before that, Kevin McCarthy, you were talking about being on purpose. And before people started talking about pivot, you were talking about tough shift. You got to get that F in there. Tough shift. Mm-hmm. So what is tough shift?
Well, tough shift is it's three things. One, it's an event that occurs in your life. That's an adversity, difficulty. It's also a process to work through a tough shift. And it's also the name of a book that I wrote called Tough Shift.
So again, we talked last week about the genesis of On Purpose. What was the genesis of Tough Shift?
Well, the genesis of Tough Shift was, one, it was just an expression that I used one day, and I thought that's pretty funny. And it's also meant to contrast with the vulgar version. So let's say that you're going through a divorce, or you've had a cancer diagnosis, or you've been fired from a job. Something that you didn't plan on occurs in your life. And if somebody says to you the vulgar version of Tough Shift, and they say, get over it, it's kind of a harsh, almost mean statement. I mean, they might mean well whenever they say it, like, you know, get over it.
Kind of like grab your bootstraps
right.
And lift them.
But the truth is you're hurting.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really meet you.
Yeah.
The idea of a tough shift is that because it's a process, and it's a process that helps turn the adversity into your advantage. Mm-hmm. It's instead of a period at the end of the sentence, it's to be continued. You're not done yet.
Okay.
So the idea being that when you're going through that, to look at it and say, this is going to be a virtue rather than a vulgarity. And I'm going to come out on the other side of this difficulty. I don't know how or why, but I am going to come out a better person. And I will grow through this, and it's just going to be a tough shift.
I know there are people where they'll get fired or something terrible will happen. And it's like if they've lost their job, their whole identity has been in that job. And when they lose it, they're at sea. So how important is it for getting back to what we were talking about last week, how important is going through tough shift? How important is it to know your purpose?
Well, in Tough Shift, there are seven questions. And one of the questions is, why am I here? Mm. And purpose answers that question. And if you don't have a good answer to that question, then you're really at a disadvantage. If you do know your two-word purpose, then you have an advantage. It's not necessarily the answer towards what it is you're working through, but it does give you an anchor, a solid base to operate from, because your purpose, as we said last week, is your identity in Christ. And when you're on your purpose, you're in God's will rather than out of God's will. So it's this on-off again relationship. And what happens in tough shifts is typically when somebody's in the middle of one, that's when we begin to ask the difficult questions that maybe we were able to put off asking, or maybe it's God's way of getting our attention to ask, for us to ask the difficult questions.
When you look at the children of Israel, they were constantly being disciplined along the way because they weren't learning the lesson.
Mm-hmm. And so in many ways, the idea is that if you see the adversity that you're in the middle of and you see it as seriously good change, then you recognize that God is conspiring for your benefit rather than conspiring against you. A lot of people say the world conspires against you. No, God's conspiring for you. And this is one of the ways that it's an indication of, it sounds odd, but it's an indication of God's love, because he wouldn't be disciplining if he didn't love.
Right.
You discipline your children because you love them. If you didn't love them, you'd let them run like, you know, little hooligans off and do whatever they were doing and get themselves in trouble.
Interesting point. You know, I'm actually preaching tomorrow, and I'm going to talk on Jesus, safe, scary, exciting. But I'm going to equate it to a roller coaster. You know, we get on a roller coaster because we know it's safe. It's inspected and all that. Plus, it has a history. Nobody's had a problem on it. But the minute you get on it and they strap you down, it's scary. And that's the way life is. Is it just because he has us, it doesn't mean that we're not going to have the ups and the downs and, like you're saying, those tough shifts.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think that the idea here is that when you have that perspective that God's love is in the midst of the difficulty, as opposed to spiraling downward into woe is me, I am lost, you know, nobody loves me, nobody cares for me, there's no reason I shouldn't exist, I'm lost, there's no meaning to life, all of these things that can just draw us down into the darkness.
So what are those seven questions?
Well, the seven questions are, the first one is, life meaningful? And that's the answer to that question is yes, no. And the of course, I'm advocating for the yes side in that regard. The next question is, who am I, which is around your identity. The next question is this, why am I here? Why do I exist question? The next question is, where am I going? That's your vision, or what does your future look like? A lot of people are trying to figure that out. The next question is, how will I get there? Which is, what do I do? Your missions. Many people are asking the question, what should I do with my life? What can I do with my life is the way I prefer to describe the question. The next one is, what's important, which is really an articulation of your values. And actually, we have a tool that people can get for free. If they go to toughshifttools.com, they can download a values clarification exercise. And then the last question is, how can I make a difference, which is really your service. And so, you know, a lot of times there's good advice given to people that says, you know, if you're in a down time in your life, and they say, go out and serve somebody. And that's true. That's a good way of doing it. But you may be out there serving somebody, but you're still empty on the inside, even though it gives you sort of a temporary, I feel good about yourself. But at the end of the day, you go home and you still have to be with yourself.
So in Tough Shift, it helps identify those seven questions and helps you ask those questions. But then do you then help provide it answers
well,
to those questions?
Actually, the book and I do help people sort of think through them, but I don't provide answers. That would be, that's between them and God.
Okay.
That's between them and their own self concept, I guess. I'm just not that wise. I'm wise enough to know I'm not that wise. How's that?
Well, you're wise enough to know how to direct them into those resources that they do need. So, I mean, you don't have to write something on everything, but you know where the good stuff out there that you can direct them
to. Well, I think when you look at a shepherd at work, which is really a leader, a shepherd leader knows that it's the questions, not the answers, is really the mark of a good leader, is when you know to ask the questions, not necessarily always give the answers.
What are some of the questions now that a good leader should be asking?
Well, I think, you know, these questions for Tough Shift are primarily designed for the individual, but the same questions could be asked of somebody in their work. You know, is your work meaningful? Why are you here? You know, who are you in the workplace? You know, do you understand who you are? Where you want to go with your career? How will you get there? Do you have a plan? You see, all these same questions could be worked in life as it could be used in both life and work.
So take the next 1 minute and tell our listeners or share with our listeners why they should connect with one of your resources.
Well, first of all, I mean, one of the resources we do, if they go to toughshift.com, I do a free 37-minute webinar on this very topic where we go through each of the questions in a little bit more detail than we can do today. And the joy of that, and then afterwards, there's some free group coaching. I mean, so this is all a free thing that I love to offer. It's really one of the favorite things I do is to have people come on, work them through these seven questions, and then talk about it if they want to talk about it. They don't have to, but they can just watch. And that, to me, is just a real joy.
That is great. So how do they... give us the web addresses for the resources.
Toughshift.com. Remember, get the F in there. Toughshift.com is the website where they can register for the website for the webinar. And then toughshifttools.com is where they can get the values clarification exercise, as well as there's three downloads. One of them is an instruction sheet, and the other one is information about purpose, vision, mission, and values.
So, Kevin, when we come back from the break, can we talk about what Tough Shift may look like to people?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, you're listening to The Shepherd at Work. This is Mark Goldstein with my dear friend, Kevin McCarthy, and we'll be back in just a minute.
The U.S. Christian Business Expo and National Conference takes place on October 13th and 14th in beautiful Orlando, Florida. The theme for this year's event is God's Economy, Believers Doing Business in the Marketplace, and features internationally known speakers and authors who will share their expertise on the seven pillars of success, including Jason Noble, the real pastor from the powerful movie Breakthrough. You'll be inspired by the worship experience led by Christian recording artist Mac Powell, former lead singer of Third Day. There's also a Christian Business Expo that's open to the public, so you'll meet people who you'd want to do business with and who'd want to do business with you. For more event information on how to be an exhibitor or to purchase tickets, visit uschristianchamber.com. That's uschristianchamber.com.
Once again, here's Mark Goldstein.
And we're back. Mark Goldstein in the studio today with Kevin McCarthy, dear friend, principal at On Purpose Partners. Kevin, you have been a spokesman, a mouthpiece, an expert on purpose for years, and now you're an expert on Tough Shift. And by the way, in the studio, Mike Gillen is here too. He does all the board and everything, and he's come in to do this. So you never know, Mike, if you have something you want to jump in and say, just go for it.
And Mike's got a great show of his own.
Oh, thank you very much. I enjoy it. I've had you on my program.
I have been on.
Yeah, a lot of times.
So we were talking between the break. What are, Mike, you said, what are some examples of Tough Shift? So Kevin, tell us, what are some examples?
Well, I think the first thing is to recognize, you know, to just the concept of a tough shift. Albert Einstein said, adversity introduces a man to himself. And if you want to think about it in our context, is that challenges introduce us to who we are in Christ, who we are in God. And that is a good thing. So first, if we start off on that basis of understanding that that's the attitude and the perspective we have. Now, with that, there are two different types of tough shifts that we experience. There's positive tough shifts and negative tough shifts. An example of a positive tough shift would be you fall in love with somebody, you get married, and now the two become one, and they're living under the same roof, and it's a tough shift because you've been apart, and now you're together, and you discover things about one another that maybe you didn't discover in the dating process. But it's a positive, tough shift. Having children is a positive, tough shift. It'll teach you about yourself. Getting a job promotion can be a really tough shift because now all of a sudden, maybe the people that you were a part of, you're now leading.
Or you have to travel,
or you have to make bigger decisions or tougher decisions. All of those things are there. So there are tough shifts that are positive that you've desired. And then there are negative tough shifts. The negative tough shifts are the things that have happened to you. As I said earlier, a health scare that comes along, or a reality. You get fired from a job, the death of somebody nearby, a pandemic. COVID was a tough shift for people. That was part of the reason why I launched this whenever I did. Ironically, I'd prepared it well in advance of COVID.
But it seems like not only were individuals experiencing tough shift, but the world was experiencing tough shift.
The entire world was experiencing a tough shift. So what happens is, in the midst of these difficult times, when you recognize that it's an opportunity to ask the big questions, which is why, you know, there's the seven questions that you find your seven answers to, you actually turn that adversity into an advantage. You welcome it, even though it's not fun. And again, I wouldn't wish it on anybody. I'm not saying that. But the beauty of it is when you recognize that it's just a tough shift, now you have hope on the other end. A brilliant human being that existed in the 20th century was Dr. Viktor Frankl, who wrote Man's Search for Meaning. Mm-hmm. He's also the founder of Logos Therapy, and he was also a survivor of the concentration camps, the Nazi concentration camps. And I was watching a YouTube video of his one day, and he talked about the fact that despair equals suffering minus meaning. And I'd like to turn that around and say that hope equals suffering plus meaning. So when you can understand that there's meaning to the suffering, it now transforms from despair to hope.
I like that.
Yeah. And that's really the beauty of our faith, is that we always have hope. And the beauty of, for those that don't have that hope, that don't have that shared hope, then they're relying upon philosophers or philosophies as opposed to a relationship.
In looking in Ecclesiastes and knowing that Solomon says there's nothing new under the sun, that which has will be again, and et cetera, et cetera. Are there new tough shifts, or has it been tough shift from the beginning of time?
Well, if you think about it, birth is a tough shift. Death is a tough shift. So if you put the bookends at the beginning of our life and the end of our life as a tough shift, everything in between is likely a tough shift too.
So what are some antidotes to tough shift?
Well, as I said, I think that if you know your answers to your seven questions of, is life meaningful? Let's just take that one. Is life meaningful? If you believe that life is meaningless, then you have, as I said, you have a life of despair that is rapidly going to devolve into darkness and depression. Mm. If you have a life of hope, you can grasp onto a light belief and a better world, if you will, for yourself, not just the world. I mean, the world can be crazy around you, and it is kind of crazy around us these days. How do you make sense out of what seems senseless? If you don't have a sense of the hope and the meaning that comes from the world is meaningful, but if the world's meaningless, then you're in a tough place. So my job is to eradicate meaninglessness from people's lives.
You know, if I can jump in and ask a question of that, it seems that one of the earmarks of a lot of the younger generation today is that they were idealistic early on, And then as they've gotten to this point of making a career, you think of the millennials, of some of the expectations they brought into that. And then you put that, you fast forward into a pandemic, you fast forward into the difficulties economically speaking. There are a lot of young people today that are hungry. And I love that Pascal quote that is, it's come up so many times on my show, that there's a God-shaped hole in every heart. And, you know, they're looking for something in this shift in their life. They don't see it, that it was something that was there all along, but it is there. And that's part of God's purpose for them to find that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the predicate to having a purpose in life is that life is meaningful. If you believe that life is meaningless, then you don't have a purpose. So that's part of the reason why On Purpose and Tough Shift are so well suited, because what I found with On Purpose is it's a positive, uplifting message for those people who want to make progress in their life. But for those who believe life is meaningless, they're off in a world and in a place that is really difficult. I mean, it's a life of difficulty. It's a life of adversity. It's a life of negativity. And if once you recognize, and again, I can't prove, this is an interesting part about it, I can't prove to you that life is meaningful or meaningless. What I can do is I can ask you to make the choice. And, and your choice defines your worldview.
So with On Purpose, people can discover their two-word purpose statement. With Tough Shift, what do you offer to people to work them through that?
Well, the idea of both answering these seven questions, the 37-minute webinar that I do for people for free, is designed to really help them process that. Now, what I found is everybody's Tough Shift is different, so I can't necessarily give a general prescription to it. But what I can say is, if they'll come on to one of these 37-minute webinars, participate, ask, then the wisdom of the group, as well as whatever I have to offer, is there to really move them along.
So as you've been going through this, what is a tough shift for Kevin McCarthy that you've had to deal with?
Well, you know, here we are in March, my mother died. And prior to that, I'd been her healthcare surrogate and healthcare giver, not full-time or primary, but certainly 7 minutes away is where she lived. So I was there a lot. And her death, while it was a peaceful death, and I anticipated grief, there was a void. And as a result, in that void, I did my own soul searching. Mm. I asked my own questions, really explored it. And I went through not a joyless time at all, because I have joy in my heart, but it was a difficult, tough shift in that regard.
Well, Kevin, again, this has been the most wonderful two Saturdays that I can remember. How can people reach out to learn more about Tough Shift?
Well, toughshift.com is the website, and all the information is there. And again, the toughshifttools.com is where they can download those three documents that I shared, the values clarification exercise, and then the definitions of purpose, vision, mission, and values.
And for those who may have missed it last week, the On Purpose Proverb is?
Oh, if they want to get to the On Purpose Proverb ebook, you can go to onpurposeproverb.com and you can download a free ebook that has some short, brief, pithy statements of some wisdom, some humor, mostly just me having fun.
Well, we sure had fun today. Kevin McCarthy, thank you, as always, for coming in and spending some time with me. And Mike Gillen, thanks for being here today and running the board and for adding to the show. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For Kevin McCarthy and Mike Gillen, this is Mark Goldstein. Have a blessed rest of the weekend and be a shepherd at work.
Been listening to The Shepherd at Work. Tune in next week as Mark will introduce you to another marketplace leader who will show you how to live your Christian faith in every place you work and live. The Shepherd at Work, sponsored by the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, building kingdom, business, and community.
The preceding was a Mark Radio production.